So these two, the healing, you know, fully enlightened being, this this one, this the medicine Buddha, and then the Sangha. So these two can that is a need or as a beneficial when I do did observation, so they came up beneficial to do so. also advised, also also advised to do. also in my observation, according to my observation, come out beneficial. So that's the reason. so at the beginning, before I complete the, the discourse of the talk, the last part of the healing course, the last part, then I should be giving cake to the interferers who interfere to grant or to receive the blessing. Then after that, I continue the from the healing course, the last part of the subject liberty. So during this time, during this time, then we can meditate, you know, generating compassion, especially for all living beings, or other meditating on the ultimate nature, or generating strong compassion for all living beings, which becomes the purpose of, let's see, our life and the purpose of living. And that becomes a reason to take the, also the blessing of the day too.
Namazan, 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 nam
how harmful it is to oneself and to others. So we briefly we went over that. we see how it's harmful that that in our, you see, you see, one can understand in the in our daily life experience. So, so whenever we have problem, the issue. Whenever there's a problem, you see, there's immediate relation to the self-cherishing thought. if there's no self-cherishing thought, there's no problem. for example, as I mentioned this before, when somebody, when a friend, you see, when a friend start to stop loving you, when a friend start to stop liking you, all that time, if one, if, if, you see, if one lived the life as the self, as, you know, the self-cherishing thought, the ego, as that is yourself, as that is me. You see, rather separating, you keep rather, you see, differentiating you and self-cherishing thought, which is different, which is different in also in the reality, rather differentiating, rather keeping separation, you see, thinking, you see, the self-cherishing thought, the ego is me, that is the I. Or however, you see, one is a friend of ego, one is a friend of ego, then this person who's stopped loving you, you see, liking you, you see, it bothers you, it hurts you. It hurts because it appears like hurting you. It appears hurting you, but because why this appearance happens hurting you, because it hurts the ego. That hurts the ego. And then then you see oneself, the way one thinks, this ego is me as oneness, you see, didn't look at it as different, you see, didn't have, didn't look at it different, you and ego different, you see, as it is different, as they are different in the reality, which didn't keep different, as it is different in the reality. So with this, with the way we apprehend, the way we believe, the way we apprehend, you see, the way we identify ourselves is completely something else, completely wrong way, or completely something else than the reality, what we are, what one is, what the I is. You see, then what the I is, you see, from the reality, we completely interpret, or we completely make up another I, make up completely, you see, another I, you see, which doesn't exist. So, you see, something, I say, real. real independent inherently existent, you see, existing from its own side, nothing to the mind, nothing came from the mind. You see, so however, first of all, you see, one look at the eye this way, you see, apprehended this way, and then appeared this way, which is a completely false hallucination. So you see, then this ego, this self-cherishing thought, you see, as is one. However, so you see, as is one, or friend of that, you see, because of that, as it hurts the ego, then it, you see, as it hurts the ego, then you see, it hurts you. In this way, it becomes hurting you. So it appears. So that's how the appearance, you see, comes hurting you. But in the reality, the ego is not you. You know, the self-cherishing thought, you see, that is not, I say, that is, you see, that is, the ego, the self-cherishing thought is not the I. that is not I, you know, not the self. mind is not the self, body is not the self, even the association body mind is not the self. even the Even the I exists. You see, does function sleeping, eating, walking, sitting. I exist. I does all these activities, experience happiness, experience problems. I exist, but there is no I. Nothing of this is I. There is no I. There's no I exist anywhere on this association of body mind. Nowhere. nowhere. See, I exist. You see, in the body or on in the body, inside the body, neither inside the body nor on the body outside. you see, nowhere that I exist. On this, cannot find the I self. you see, from the tip of the hairs down the toes, anywhere, in or out. You see, on this cannot be found. So if it exists, then when we analyze, we should be able to find. So, like this example. like this example. say, Lama Sopa. You see, Sopa. If one look for Sopa, you see, on the from the tip of my hairs, it's down the toes. You see, if you look, say, if you search where's Lama Sopa, if you analyze, you see where it is from tip of the head down the toes. If you search, cannot be found. neither inside nor outside anywhere. You cannot find Lama Sopa. this is not Lama Sopa, or this, you know, or this not Lama. anyway, nothing of this is Sopa. You know. The eyes or the brain or blood or skin or you see all these things, nerves, ribs, you know, anyway. So also, anyway, every piece is, you know, even the mind, nothing of this is Sopa. you see, even the whole group is not Sopa, cannot be found anywhere Sopa. but into my... You see, until the conscience leaves from this body, you see, the Lama Sopa, the human, that was a human being, also, that's a human being. so, you see, until the conscience leaves from this body. you see, it cannot be found from the tip of the hairs down the toes anywhere, not inside, outside. but, you see, nothing of this is Lama Sopa cannot be found at the inside or outside of this body, you see, nowhere. but, until you see, conscience lives from this body. on this, you see, in this world, during that time, the Lama Sopa, the human being, even search in the world can be found, and even search in Australia can be found, even search in Melbourne can be found, even search in this at the center Tara House can be found. But even search in this meditation hall can be found, but not here. but you see, in this meditation hall, Lama Sopa can be found. you see, but here, you see, these associations of body mind. you see, on this, Lama Sopa can be found anywhere. From the tip of the hairs down the toes, neither inside nor on this outside is no weight from the pound. How so same thing. Same thing with the table. Same thing with the table. That you want to point out. from you see, when we come in the room, when we come in the meditation room, you see there's a table there. You see, we believe, we label, we believe there's a table there. But if but if you go to find table on this, so you see, this is not table, that's not table, this side not table, that side not table, this side is not table. You see, any part is not table. You see, anywhere you point out is not table. Anywhere you point out, you see, it's not table. It's part of the table. You see, all this is a part of the table. This is part of the table. You see, all this is part of the table. So part of the table and table is different. They're not one. That's not the one, they say. Parts of the car is not car. If part of the car is car, then you are able to, if you have parts, if you have a small piece of the car, then you are able to go, you are able to go to Sydney or Queensland or you see, or say Bali, you know, Bali or South Africa, and then anywhere. However, so anyway, that so if the part of the car is car, then you're able to get it inside and able to drive, able to function, able to tell you. You see, however, so you see, so that you see, so that proves the part of the car is not car. So parts of car and car is, they are different. Car doesn't exist separately from the parts of the car, but the car is different from the parts of the car. Same, the table. You see, nothing of that is a car, even the whole group is not car. Or like this. So what I'm saying is, going back, so the reality, this is not the experimentation emptiness. This is not the experimentation emptiness. This is not the experimentation emptiness. This way of analyzing. But this gives an idea. You see, to correct mentation emptiness, you see, we still left out true existence. We didn't touch to the true existent table, true existent, inherent existent I, inherent existent table, inherent existent car. The appearance is left there. We didn't touch. So, if you don't touch to that, it doesn't become correct mentation emptiness. But by explaining this way, it gives an idea. Some idea. It gives it gives some idea of how in our everyday life, how we how things appear to us, is how we believe, how that is completely hallucination. Reality, what the table is reality, what the table is. You see, it's something, you see, extremely subtle, what Lama Sopa is. You see, as you see, as I explained before, cannot be found at all on this, on this, nowhere you can find. But you can find in this room. So you see, become extremely subtle what Lama Sutra is. You see, but this is not talking that I've created a kind of a quality or something. No, it's a sort of nature of the phenomena. You see, so extremely, extremely subtle. You see, what it is, extremely subtle, is not, is not the, you see, is never, is never, is not the, what appears, you see, the way things appear in our everyday life, the table or the animals or, you see, anything. And the way, forgetting the eye, the eye, or the way, you see, way we believe, you see. So what we, the way things appear to us, such as the eye, and we believe it is something, completely something else. You see, nothing, you see, never like that in the reality. You see, never like that in the reality. In the reality, that, you see, so the reality, you see, the reality, that I, you see, by depending on the association about the mind, the aggregates, the five aggregates, you see, then mind merely imputed, I, mind merely imputed, I. So that's all. What is the I? It exists. What it exists? What is it? What is merely imputed by the mind? You see, each time by our mind, each time when we say I'm going to this, I'm doing, you know, I'm this and that. Merely imputed by the mind, depending on the aggregates, the association of the mind. So that is the how the I exists, and that is the say that's the way how the I exists. So so therefore so you see. Because of the reason, the association of body mind, the aggregates exist. Then, because of that reason, then you see, one's own mind made up the label, I, you see. And then made of the label I, so one imputed, and then you see, believed in that, so just satisfied by that. You see, the that, you know, so that's the way how the I can see exist. So it's an idea, it's a concept. So you see, so you can, so one can see the I self didn't come from its own sight. The I self came from the mind. I came from the mind. There's no I coming from its own sight, you see. Nothing slightest exists from its own sight. You know, it exists from the side of the mind, under the control of the mind. You see, by imputing. So same thing. So same thing. You see, the nothing part of the table is table. Even the whole group is not table. But 지 아, because of the reason, because of the reason, because of the reason, you see, 心 because of the reason, when you come inside of the hall, by seeing this basis, you know, which can function to lift up things, by seeing this basis, then, then you see, you make up your mind, you see our mind, make up the label, make up the label, table, you see, we make up the label, we make up the idea, we make up the label, we decide the label, we decide the label, table, you see, and then believe in that, believe in that. That's all what it is. So that's all what it is. Because of the reason, seeing the base, having seen the base, which lifts up things, then our mind, which is merely impute, which is make up the label, and believe in that. So just an idea of, you see, concept. So now we can see from this, you see, what is the table? Only, you see, from this analysis, from this logic, from this analysis, then only then we can see, you see, what really it is, the table. So therefore the table, you see, it's merely imputed by the mind. So therefore, the table is empty, merely imputed by the mind. So therefore, it is empty. The table is empty, you see, of a real table, in the sense of, you see, existing from its own side, inherently existing. So that is the reality of the table, ultimate nature of the table. Same thing, the eye is merely imputed by the mind. You see, so therefore, the eye is empty of the real eye, empty of the real eye, which means, in a sense. Which means existing from its own side. So that is the ultimate nature of the I. you see, so like that. So like that with all, so like that with every existence, you know, like this. So what? so that the emotional that real I, you see, something independent that's existing from the side. So that is the I which doesn't exist. I which doesn't exist. So what exists is that which is merely imputed by the mind. Same thing. The table, you see, which doesn't exist, is that the real table, you see, something inherently existent. You see, something nothing to do with the mind. Is existing from its own side. something didn't come from the mind, not labeled by the mind. So that a table, that inherent table, is a hallucination that doesn't exist. But what exists, table, what exists is what that which is merely imputed by the mind because of the reason, this base. Existing a base which are able to function to lift up things. So like this, you see, all the existence, you see, one can differentiate which is the hallucination, which is the truth, what is thing that exists. So the eye, you see, the eye which we labeled, uh, merely imputed but mind, you see, appears with the wrong way, you see, then we believe in that. Appears is inherently existent, and then we believe in that. then you see, then the mind cherishes that. Then the mind cherishes this. This is the most precious thing, most important thing. Among all the holy things, among all the numberless holy things, among all the living beings, this I is the most precious, most important. And to pacify problems of this and to obtain happiness for this, I is the most important. So, however, so in reality, there's nothing to cherish. It's all hallucination. It's all hallucination. There's nothing to cherish. There's nothing to hold on. There's nothing to cherish there. So if one analyze, it's empty. If one analyze, you see that where one is, that which one is so cherishing, so you see holding, it's empty. Nothing to grab. Nothing to cherish. So when we do, when we do not analyze, you see, when we don't check, so just let to happen. The hallucinated appearance just let to, you see, by following the ignorance. Then when we don't check, looks like there's some. Looks like there's a real I worth to cherish. Real I, you know, existing from inside and worth to cherish. You see. So, however, so that is the ego. That's the ego. So, so when when the other person, when the friend stop. When the friend stop, you see, to like, say to love, you see, then when one thinks, you see, that this is the I, this is, you know, one's own identification, this is the I, this is me, that you see, the reason why I was going through details. Explaining, introducing what's the reality, what is not the reality. Is it possible, car is not car. So, same. this ego is mind, one's own mind, but one's own mind. You see, this is the basis. This is the basis. You see, this is one of the basis to label I. So the mind is not I. You see, this ego is not I. And the ego is not oneself. You see, it's one of the bases to be labeled. You see, say, the I. So, however, so when one is friend of ego, then this thing hurts. But when one differentiates, you see. When one differentiate from the ego, when one keeps separation from the ego, then this person, you see, the friend, stop liking, loving you. You see, who, the you see who dislike you. You see, it doesn't bother. It doesn't bother. Because one keeps separation from the ego. So this thing did not become problem. This thing didn't become problem. It became problem, you see, when one interpret that way, which is I, me, self, or you see, friend of that. So what I was saying that just there, you see, the what I'm trying to express that is, you see, in our daily life, you see, how the problem, the when we have problem, we can see, you see, if you analyze, we can see, you see, it is related to the ego, the self-cherishing thought. for that proof is, then when you differentiate from the ego, you see, there's no problem there in the life. so many of these problems is like that. So you see, in the view of one of your mind, there's a problem in your life. But in the view of another mind, there's no problem in the life. So therefore, it is wrong. So therefore, it is wrong to think. Therefore, it is wrong to think. You see, what I have is only problem. That you see, to think very pessimistic or, you know, complete black. You see, like a black, foggy weather. You know, so only to look at, say, as this is my life. Which is only view of one mind, which is only view of one of your mind. We have many mind, we have many thoughts. But this life experience, this view is view of just one mind. So then you are then you are making this as it is only your life. You see, as it is, you know, there is no other life than this. So not knowing and not practicing. So this is what you see. Even though you can have many different views, you see, there's different view. In the view of the positive mind, there's no problem. There's a problem only in the. There's a problem. You find problem. One find problem only in the view of the negative mind. So you see. So like this. then then talk. You see the how all the problems comes from the. You see. I say related to self-cherishing thought in the long evolution. you see the how this the three actions of such as the killing and so forth, three actions of body, and the five, you see, the four actions of speech, killing life, so forth. You see how so many of life problems come from, how they come from, how they are related to this, you know, ten and virtuous action, and how this you know, how these actions of body and speech, what merit and virtue is by the attitude, by the, you see, self-cherishing thought. So the negative karma or non-virtue, there's no non-virtue from its own side. There's no non-virtue from its own side. There's no real non-virtue, you see, cause of suffering from its own side. It came from the mind. It met by the mind. Mind transformed the action into negative. So therefore, mind can transform the action also into positive. So how about? So here, they were talking how the sentient beings are, you see, so kind, so precious, and you see how all the happiness came from them. So, 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 the that you see that our having you see healthy, you know, our having, you see, the having human rebirth, our having the precious human rebirth, and able to live long for this happiness, you see, in the place where there's no life danger, you know, you see, that doesn't need so much, you know, doesn't need so much fear in their lives. You see, in the risk, like other things. you see, this is a result of the past. you see, past our past positive action, such as you see, living the morality to not kill, and these positive actions, not harming others. one result of happiness is that we have, you know, precious human body. You see, then one result is that you see, having experienced a long life, that is experience the results of mental cause, then possess the result, then you see, place, you see, where there, you see, where there's less danger or no danger, so no need fear, and then one can live life, you see, comfortably, you know, you see, relaxed, and then that is, you see, positive result, not a happiness, from that action, you see, the not harming others, you know, the morality, living in the morality, not harming others, then not killing others, then again in this life, practicing morality to not kill others, then and that is creating results in the cause. So therefore happiness, therefore happiness, you see, which we experience from the positive action, the morality, not killing others, you see, living in the vow to not kill others, that we have done in the past. So like this, therefore result happens. living in the morality to not steal. you see, the interplace, we are in the place where there's, we receive rain in the time, a lot of crops, you see, food are not scarce, you see, there's a plenty of food. Or then, you see, the process result, then having is wealth, that we have, you know, we have wealth, that's not a, you see, say, the experience and results of the cause, or you see, living in the morality, not still. And then, you see, other people say not stealing, you see, not not harming, you see. Then again, then again, living in the morality, not steal. You see, practice morality, not steal. Living in the vow. So therefore, happiness, you see, coming, which caused by the past positive action, living in the morality, not steal. So like this. You see, different happiness come from come from this. You see, each of these are our positive action, living in the morality, from those 10 virtuous actions. So all this, all the and happiness what we have, what we experience in our daily life, they're all related. They're all related. You see, basically on those, you see, the 10 say. The virtuous actions, the morality, see, that we created in the past. So, so now, so what I'm saying is that, so the cause of all this happiness, you see, including this perfect human rebirth that we have, you see, that which we can develop. Our mind, which gives opportunity to develop our mind, you see, up to its peerless happiness, full enlightenment, we can develop that any happiness that we want to obtain, we can obtain. Any happiness we want to cause other things, that we can do, you see, this perfect human body, which enables us to develop a mind and to cause happiness, temporary ultimate happiness for all the sentient beings. So all this, you see, so this precious human, that's why this human body is so precious, so precious, you see, because what it can do to yourself and to all other, you see, to every other living beings. Free them from all the suffering causes and bring them highest, you see, happiness, you know, full enlightenment. So, therefore, this, all the happiness that you like, then you see, this precious, perfect human body, then even the cause, the morality, charity, then dedicating the prayer, dedicating the merits. So all, you see, all together, we receive by kindness or other sentiments. You see, without the sentient beings, you see, without the existing sentient beings, there is no way, no opportunity for us, no opportunity for us to practice morality. You see, to make a vow to not kill. So you see, when we make a vow, when we practice morality, when we take a vow, we make a vow on the object, every sentient being, including enemy, friend, stranger, everybody, you see, on everybody, then we make a vow to not kill. So therefore, you see, the morality, the cause of all this happiness, the especially the say this perfect human world. You see, the morality. You see, to not say living the vow to not kill, and practice and charity. That you can make all this. You see, all this result and cause completely we receive by kindness of, by dependent kindness of each sentient beings. You see, by dependent kindness of each, by dependent on kind of existence of each sentient being. Then, so, like this, with this perfect human body, every benefit that we are able to offer other sentient beings, every good things, every happiness that we are able to cause other living beings, every merit that we are able to accumulate, you see, in the 24 hours. So each of these merit, you see, we receive, you see, by dependent on kindness of each sentient being. Because this human birth, which enables you this, is received by kindness of each sentient being. So, each, you know, when we do each practice, that we collect, that we are able to collect unconceivable merit. Each time when we practice bodhicitta, the altruism to benefit for all sentient beings, we collect infinite merit. So this is, you see, each time when we generate this motivation, we collect infinite merit, or this is by kindness of each sentient being. So now, even future lives, if you, you see, even to obtain and the body of the happy migrated being, body of the happy migrated being, devil human being, and that also received by kindness of each sentient being, because the cause is again the same, the morality and charity, you see, the end merit, dedicating the merit to receive the result. So the cause is, you see, created by depending on and by depending on the existence of the sentient beings. So all received by kindness of the sentient beings. Then even when we wish to achieve the ultimate everlasting happiness, the sorrowless state, the cessation of the whole entire suffering causes, even that ordinary we have to we achieve by kindness of each sentient beings, each, you know, the living beings. How? Then the path which makes to achieve this, the fundamental path is the morality. Again, it's a morality. See, high training of the morality. Then concentration, samatha, the concentration. Then the third one is a great insight, the wisdom. So from, you see, by depending on the morality, then we achieve concentration. By depending on concentration, perfect concentration, then we achieve the great insight, the wisdom, you see. So therefore, all this, you see, this fundamental path to achieve the liberation, sorrowless state. Also, you see, we achieve this by depending on, you see, kindness of each sentient being. So completely dependent on the sentient beings. You see, kindness. Then even one wishes to obtain peerless happiness, full enlightenment, the cessation of all the obscurations, you see, and you see, the mind, you see, that which is completed in all the qualities, if we want to achieve this, you see, then, you see, depending on the kindness of each sentient being. Why? Because that depends on the root of the root of the you see, the great vehicle, you see, the path to enlightenment, the great vehicle, you see, to achieve the full enlightenment, you see, is the bodhicitta, the altruism, you see, to achieve enlightenment in order to bring everyone into the, you see, full enlightenment.